This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
It's a happy day. My heart feels like an alligator.
Howie Carr writes for the Boston Herald, hosts a daily radio show, one of the most famous men in New England.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Put your hand on the radio.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
Can somebody shout amen?
It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You know, we've been reporting on the closing of Massachusetts businesses over the last few days. Cape Cod Potato Chips, Zipcar is moving out, Cape Cod Chips is too. Thermo Fisher is shutting a plant. Today, I have more sad news. A restaurant that we talked about some yesterday, one of the culinary hotspots in northern Worcester County. I refer, of course, to El Primo Restaurant in Leominster, run by the people who were arrested yesterday and charged from Venezuela and Dominican Republic, mostly Venezuela. They were charged with $1.1 million in food stamp and unemployment welfare fraud. And today, the sad news. I looked it up online, Google. El Primo Restaurant, permanently closed. No. I guess everybody's behind bars who used to work there. It says beneath, El Primo Restaurant is permanently closed. If that's wrong, you can suggest an edit. And you know, it's so sad because they got such great Yelp reviews, great portions for the money. You know, really a good buy. You know why it was a good buy? Because they got hundreds of thousands of dollars in food stamp benefits, and they would go to the Hannafords, the BJ's, the Market Basket, and they would buy tens of thousands of dollars worth of food and take it back to the restaurant and then cook it up and give you these great buys. Check out the menu online. Oh, there's a lot of tasty stuff here. I mean, look at those tasty dishes, empanada de cara, roasted pork, and monfozo con carreritas frita. You know, you can't get that kind of stuff in Caracas anymore. You know, most people are just grabbing like the random muskrat or groundhog out of the Caracas Zoo. There hasn't been any food in Caracas, the communist nation. Now overthrown, semi-overthrown by Donald Trump, since about 2010. Oh, man, what a great place El Primo was. Fried plantains, beef pie. Beef pie for $5.10. How did they do it? You know how they did it? They stole money from you and me and used it at the Market Basket. You know, the scam was run by a guy from the Dominican Republic by the name of Fernandez. His name, let's see, I'm getting his name here. His name was Jose Vizquio Fernandez. And, I would say he was a hard-working immigrant, but he was a hard-grifting immigrant. Because he was stealing people's identities to get the food stamp cards, hundreds of thousands. He was stealing COVID welfare unemployment benefits, close to $700,000. And then, if you look at the affidavit of the agents who arrested him, not only was he stealing welfare money and food stamps, he was also doing the shopping, or should I say the stealing, at the Hannafords. You get this on page 14 of the affidavit. He's in the Hannafords, $2,800 on May 16th, 2024. $2,800. When was the last time you spent $2,800 at a supermarket? I dare say it's never happened. You know why? Because you're using your own money. You're not using stolen money. You're not an illegal alien stealing money and then spending it. You know, Fernandez, the owner, the senior, he's the Dominican. He also goes to the BJ's Wholesale Club. Look at how loaded those carts are. He must have built up his muscles wheeling that cart, all those carts of stolen stuff. And he has a wife too. Believe it or not, he's a Dominican and he's married. But the wife isn't named. She's named as co-conspirator number one. I think that maybe means she's a CW cooperating witness. And they got a picture of her with her face blacked out at the Big Mania Meat Market, which is in the same plaza as the late lamented El Primo restaurant, now permanently closed. And it says that they go. There's a picture of them in the Big Mania Meat Market in Leominster. The tab was $1,090.86. But oddly, say the feds, they departed the store without any items. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Does this remind you of any other places the feds have hit, like maybe on Blue Hill Avenue? Another time, they go back to the Big Mania Meat Market, and they make a transaction. That's on page 19 of the affidavit. They make a $710.02 transaction, and you know what he departs with for $710.02? Only a bottle of chocolate milk. What could that be all about? 917 says, Buenas noches, el primo. Limerick guy says, El Primo's snap sign on the door stood for supply, not a problemo. Oh, man. So, you know, so they had other people working. They indicted four of them, and they all worked at the restaurant. One of them, they had a 24-year-old girl working there. Her name was Coralba. And she came in under the temporary protected status category from Venezuela. You remember Trump said, they're just emptying out their jails and they're sending up all the criminals here under Biden. And everybody said, oh, that's such a terrible thing to say. And now we have a photo of Corabella being sent down to the BJ's Wholesale Club to load up her grocery cart, the Venezuelan refugee. $323.50 she spent that day at the BJ's Wholesale Club. So they're running low on the milk and or on the meat for the empanada de carnes or the roasted pork. Coralba, andale, get down to the market basket, señorita. Get us some more food. Charge it to the gringos. Everything free in America. Everything free in America. Then there's another guy named Vezquez. He was also another one of the they send Vizquez down to load up mucho cases de agua. He went into BJ's and bought $562 worth, or should I say pesos worth of agua. So this is it. It's over. You know, again, you know, the thing about it, they talk about affordability being an issue in restaurant business, declining maybe a little bit in some places. One thing about El Primo, affordability was never an issue there. The prices were good. It was a real steal, you might say, to go to El Primo Restaurante. But if you at 1025 Central Street, Leominster, it's not going to be back, I don't think. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And there's more coming. Leah Foley told us that, the U.S. attorney. There are going to be more busts. So if you've got a nice illegal alien run bodega that you like to patronize, get down there. Gotta andala, because they may soon be out of business. And they may be opening. Maybe they're going to open a new El Primo down in, say, Alligator Alcatraz. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. For those who want a powerful self-defense option without resorting to deadly force, visit Byrna.com/Howie to save 10%. BYRNA.com/Howie. BYRNA.com/Howie. This news has been rumored for about a week or so, but today the hammer finally fell on the Washington Post. The Washington Compost. Washington Post begins laying off more than 300 journalists. It will reduce the number of its employees by about 30%. The sports section is defunct, though some of its reporters will move to the features department. The metro section will shrink, and the books section will close. Oh, no! This is a tragic day for American journalism, the city of Washington, and the country as a whole, said a guy named Stein, who's not being laid off. He's an economics reporter. I'm grieving for reporters I love and whose work uphold the truest and most notable callings of the profession, mainly fluffing for Democrats. They are being punished for mistakes they did not cause. If only Kamala Harris had been elected. He didn't say that, but I did. Marty Baron, the Globe's former executive editor, he used to run the Globe, and they put a picture from a porn movie up on the Metro front when he was editor of the Globe, and they said it was a picture of an American soldier raping a woman in Iraq, and it was a porn picture. And the reporter said, "This is a porn picture, you idiot." And he said, "I don't care. It's going to look great on the Metro front." Marty Baron, the guy who put the porn picture on the front of the Globe, even though he knew it was just a blood libel on the American military, he said that today ranks among the darkest days in the history of one of the world's greatest news organizations. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is the Washington Post just laid off one-third of the Democrat operatives in its newsroom, 300 comrades in all. Are you saddened or gladdened?
I'm gladdened.
56% of the audience is gladdened, 44% say, who cares about that left-wing rag, and 0% of the audience is saddened.
That's even a little lower than I'd anticipated. I thought it would be about 5% would be saddened. El Primo Supermarket, says 603, more on your dollar. By the way, we've reached a senior Senor Fernandez's, or whatever his name is, his mother down in Santo Domingo. This is what she had to say about her.
Un muy buen chico.
That she, according to the indictment, or according to the affidavit, they he sent $53,000 back to the Dominican Republic. So I guess that's what went to his mamacita. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, Howie, talking about all this corruption stuff, I noticed one time in one of these convenience stores, you see these guys, they're always unloading their vans and their station wagons into their stores with water, soda,
yeah,
milk, whatever, candy bars. Well, they're getting it from Walmart, BJ's,
right,
whatever.
Like these guys.
So now I looked it up online, and do you know that the state of Massachusetts says it's okay as long as they're saving their receipts for their tax records? But isn't that like throwing a fox in the hen house and saying it's okay as long as you don't kill any of the chickens?
I don't know. It's all I know is that yesterday at the press conference, the U.S. attorney said that Massachusetts gets $2.6 billion, $2.6 billion in food stamps. Rhode Island, which was also targeted, gets $340 million in food stamps. And how much of that do you think is fraudulent? It's got to be at least 20%, maybe as much as 50%. And I asked the U.S. Attorney, Leah Foley, what she thought. She wouldn't even hazard a guess. I don't think it's possible to know. It's so endemic. It's so systemic. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie, yeah, the scariest thing about this is to think of that. I can remember calling in about the bodegas, you know, doing this stuff, you know, just swiping cards and not really selling anything. But this is huge. And now, you know, there's thousands of these around the country.
Right.
These people all get trained before they come here. That's how they know how to do it, you know? And God, how much money have they thrown away that you and I work for and but just thrown it out the window down to the Dominican or God knows where?
I know. They have one thing they have.
I want to see some jail time.
I hope we're going to get some jail time. They have photographs of all these cards that they were using from Massachusetts, from Rhode Island. And then they have Sun cards. I don't know where the Sun cards come from. I don't know even, they didn't even say in the cut line what state they come from. I hope we're going to, we'll put that in the reel tonight, a picture of the all the food stamp cards that they got. It's just, you're right. It's everywhere. And it's in every program, not just food stamps or the Somalis in Minnesota. It's every state, every program is a scam. Todd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Howie. I hope you're doing well. I read an interesting article today. I'm pretty sure you might be familiar with it, over our good friend Maxine Waters.
Yes.
She was out there trying to tell the Secretary of Treasury about inflation and somehow trying to tell him that this was blamed on the tariffs. And, you know, saying that you're not going to bat for the American consumer. That's rich coming from a woman who's in California where the cost of gas is like $5 a gallon.
Right.
To the taxes that they put on the people. It's insane.
Right. And who got her husband's bank bailed out by Barney Frank during the 2008 economic meltdown. Remember that?
Yes, of course. And adding to it further, she kept on asking him questions about, will you support the American consumer? And he kept on trying to say back, he's like, I don't think you understand what inflation is from. It's not from tariffs. And he cited some facts. And as you well know,
he had a big smile on his face, too, when he was going after Meeks from Queens, Maxine, and Steve Lynch from Southie. And he was just laughing in their faces because they're so ignorant. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
People are asking on the text line, how do they get away with these cards? Don't they have limits on them? The individual cards have limits on them. It's typically last year, the one person gets $292 a month. That's what they said, typically. Up to $1,790 for a family of eight. This is food stamps, in, according to the affidavit from the feds. But they had multiple fraudulent identities. For example, he started out, this Fernandez started out with a Rhode Island address, and he came up with stolen IDs of one adult and three kids. So he was getting food stamps for five people, and then he expanded. In 2023, 12 identities were used fraudulently to obtain SNAP benefits, nine from Puerto Rico, two from Massachusetts, and one from Pennsylvania. 2024 is, you know, they're into the fourth year of the Biden administration. They know they can do whatever the hell they want. They stole 17 more identities, five from New York, four from Florida, three from Massachusetts, two from Connecticut, one each from Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and New Jersey. Multiple identities belong to juveniles. And they got pictures of more than 150 fraudulent SNAP transactions. And they include about a dozen in the affidavit. And we'll have a lot of them on our reel tonight on Instagram and TikTok. 844-500-4242. By the way, the guy was talking about the thing with Maxine Waters today with Scott Bessent and how he told her she didn't know what inflation was. This is it. Cut seven.
I believe the ranking member does not understand the definition of generalized inflation versus one-time price increases. I would also note that housing, especially for working Americans, a Wharton study has shown that the mass unfettered immigration, adding 10 to 20 million new people demanding housing, Congresswoman, is what caused a great deal of housing inflation for working Americans. So you and the Biden administration should be ashamed.
That'll be the day Maxine Waters is ashamed of anything. But it's really interesting that he can't even keep a straight face. He's toying with these people. They are so damn ignorant. 844-500. And they're angry, too. It's one thing to be ignorant, but then to become angry about your own ignorance rather than trying to correct your ignorance, trying to learn something. And all the people he was going after, Maxine's like, she'll never see the year 85 again. Steve Lynch was the kid in the group, but he's about 75. Gregory Meeks has got to be up around 80. These are the people he was tearing apart. Shouldn't they have absorbed some life lessons somewhere along the line? Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Good. You know, going along with this, all this fraud with food stamps, or what they used to be called food stamps, EBT cards, you know, Trump was in the right direction by stopping it, but you need to take it further. You need to stop it and then have everyone reapply, every single person reapply with an ID.
I agree.
The second part is you need to have oversight. There's no oversight in any of these states. It's just money going out the door, and no one is basically having an accountant. That's all you really need. Forensic accountants or, you know, someone who can go through all of their books. That's the way to do it. I mean,
yeah,
it's simple, but no one's acting on it.
No, they don't want to be accused of being racist or class, or if the people were white who were stealing, classes. You come from moneyed background and you're making value judgments about me. And of course, then if you're from a foreign country, they just accuse you of being a racist. Even if they're white, these people are white, by the way, but they're quote unquote Hispanic. So they get to say they're people of color, and so it's racism. But check out the pictures. Again, we'll have the pictures. We posted some of them. We tweeted out some of the pictures yesterday. We'll have more. You know, the thing is, too, that the government crackdowns could be run a little better. Leah Foley was directing everybody to a web address to go to. And part one of the places where they want you to send the web address, where they want you to send tips, is to your state inspector general or your state attorney general. Now, in a place like Massachusetts, as we've seen, or any of these blue states, they don't care about this. They're enablers, basically. 844-500-4242. 781 says, I watched the whole hearing. Ayanna Pressley was worse than Waters. Maybe we'll try to get some cuts as the afternoon goes on. I mean, how could you be worse than Waters? They're all terrible. As Small Duvall would say, these are all anecdotes. Maxine, by the way, has celebrated a recent birthday, 87 years young. And 508 says she doesn't look a day over 86. Yeah, I know. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So this is Maxine telling Bessette to shut up. Again, he's toying with her like a cat with a mouse. Cut 9.
Well, the housing will not go. 10 and 20 million immigrants.
Can you
shut up? The housing stock of working Americans, and can you maintain some level of dignity?
Gentlemen, his time has expired.
No, my time has not expired.
Your time has expired. And the gentleman
took up my time. I think you should recognize that, Mr. Chair.
The gentlewoman's time has expired. The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Well,
the chair recognizes the vice chairman of the committee.
Chair,
Mr.
Isaac, if you want a parliamentary inquiry.
Go right ahead, but I would not expect you to do that.
You're 87 years old, Maxine. Your time has just about expired. Why don't you go home and try to leer something, as Ilhan Omar would say. But instead, she's just yelling, cut 8.
Administration levied tariffs on housing production goods like lumber and steel, as well as appliances. These tariffs will result
Congressman,
in half
lumber
reclaiming my time. You don't get to talk.
Lumber reclaiming is at a five-year low, Congressman.
Reclaiming my time.
Then let's just have the facts.
Reclaiming my time. Thank you.
They're going to play that at her funeral. Reclaiming my time.
Reclaiming my time.
Lord Jesus, I'm reclaiming my time. 844-500-4242. So this is Gregory Meeks from New York. And this is the guy that Ilhan Omar, as soon as she was elected to Congress, he wasn't showing her proper respect. And so she threatened to run a someone in the primary against him to do to Gregory Meeks what she had just done to Joe Crowley. And so then he decided he better get right with Jesus, as they say in the gospel. So this is Greg Meeks screaming at Scott Bessette. And Scott Bessette has to point out that Meeks went on bended knee to lobby Hugo Chavez in 2006 to Caracas, where you really can't get a good meal like you could get until last night at El Primo in Lemonster. Cut 11.
All you have to ask is yes or no.
No, Congressman.
OCC
is an independent entity, and I would know, Congressman.
I take that as a no.
You traveled to Venezuela
I take that as a no.
For a $7 billion.
I'm asking you to do your responsibility as Secretary of the Treasury.
Secretary.
You do not.
Mr. Meeks, time has expired. You cannot erase what you did in 2006.
He's the one that went past your time, Mr. Chairman.
No,
he did not answer my question, and he wouldn't pass the time.
He had 6 seconds left to try to answer your question, and
it was a yes
expired.
Or no. It was a yes or no answer. I asked him, "Will he?" No,
gentlemen,
yes
the
or no.
The OCC is a gentleman.
Stop covering for the president.
Yeah. Well,
stop being his flunky.
Gentlemen.
He's talking to me, I'm responding back to him.
2006 trip to Venezuela.
Stop covering for the president. Don't be a fucking work for the American people. Don't be a cover-up for a mob.
Maybe you're going to see Brooklyn.
Mr. Bessent, please. I recognize the gentleman from Texas.
Don't be a flunky for the mob. Can somebody put your hand on the radio? Get thee behind me, flunky. And now a little closer to home, Stephen Lynch. Stephen Lynch is hearing the footsteps, too. He's got a carpetbagger who lives in Jamaica Plain. I checked him out. He's a corporate lawyer, and you won't believe this. He's running as an insurgent in Massachusetts from Jamaica Plain, and he's married to a woman. I know. It's the exception that proves the rule.
What sorcery is this?
The Massachusetts Democrat Party is throwing a change up against Steve Lynch. So he's freaked out, too. So he has to start yelling and screaming incoherently, cut 10.
...serious question and a serious issue for the financial services industry, especially as the Secretary of the Treasury. I haven't asked any more questions.
It's the gentleman from Massachusetts.
I'm trying to get to my next question.
Could you speak a little louder? I can't hear you.
Yeah, okay. I might.
Mr. Secretary, let Mr. Lynch proceed with his time.
You know, I know I'm dating myself, but when Billy Bulger came up before the House Oversight Committee, I think it was in 2003, that's when I was sitting behind Billy Bulger. Steve Lynch asked a lot of good questions because they were talking about the mob in South Boston. He knew a lot more about the mob in South Boston than he did about high finance. And I'm not accusing him of anything because so don't I. I know more about organized crime than I do about high finance. But at least, you know, I'm not yelling at Scott Bessent trying to make him think I'm smarter than he is. 844-500... 4242. This is funny stuff. I love all these guys in the cabinet. You know, they don't take any crap. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Reclaiming my time.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Says Scott Bessent today was the equivalent of Ted Williams playing in the congressional baseball game. Yeah, it was like he was hitting fungos out of his hand. I mean, it was just the. Hitting ground balls into the infield for the rookies. It was hilarious, and I mean he handled them even more effortlessly than he handles Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation or Martha Raddatz on the ABC News show. There's nothing left of them. And they get angry too. That's the thing. It never occurs to them to maybe, I don't know, study up, bone up on the issues. I guess somebody said that at one point one of the Democrats said, you know, we came here to get some serious answers today, and Bessent said, how about some serious questions first? I don't know where that cut is. I'd love to. We'll find it if we can. But that sums it up perfectly. Actually, that sums up all of the all congressional hearings. 919, it's about time nobody in the cabinet is taking any crap from the Democrats because they're all full of crap. I agree. 844-500-4242. I want to play this. I meant to play this yesterday. This is how crazy the Democrats are. I don't think this guy is a serious candidate, but he's running for mayor of Long Beach, California. You know, a large city where the big port is on the West Coast, the biggest port on the West Coast. Rogelio Martinez. And here's how he plans to win the mayor's job, oust the incumbent in Long Beach. Cut 28.
My name is Rogelio Martinez. I am calling all 55 gangs in my beautiful city. I expect
all 55
a gang leader from every gang, all 55 gangs, and I'm not going to name them by name.
But you haven't got time.
The Latino gang. I'm calling the Cambodian gang. I'm calling the Filipino gangs. I'm calling the black gangs. I'm calling the Pacific Islander gangs. I'm calling all gang leaders.
How about the Winter Hill gang?
Right here, Long Beach City Hall, this coming Monday. Why Monday? Specifically, I need you to be here to meet me in person to take back this city. Because our leadership is not doing anything about it. And our police are powerless. Once again, let me be very clear.
No, my name is Rogelio Martinez. The police are powerless. That's why you have 55
Long Beach City Mayor, and I need your help. I need to see 55 gang leaders here this coming Monday. We need to take back the city. Enough is enough. ICE needs to get out of Long Beach. And this is the only way that I know how to get them out. Peacefully, but with strong force. But peacefully.
As I said, I don't think he's too serious. Rogelio looks a lot like your average hobo. Fernandez, the owner of El Primo and now indicted for $1.1 million in welfare fraud, he's a lot more presentable looking cholo than this guy Martinez, but what do I know? 844-500-4242. That response was to Maxine or the Democrat who followed. I'll check for you. We'll try to find it. I would love to have that. That would be a good one to have on the permanent reel. You want serious answers? How about some serious questions? That's a response that can be used in many circumstances of modern life.
That was with Lynch again. We'll grab it.
With Lynch, we'll grab it. We'll have it for you shortly. I'm Howie Carr.